Hi there, I'm Lindsay Sparks, author of books that include hidden worlds and twisted myths. Welcome to my weekly Author's Notes podcast. Today is Monday, June 6th, and I would love to share some of my reflections from this past week with you. So I did not record last night on Sunday because I'm not recording Read by the Author right now, since my author friend Tara Benner is sending me her recorded chapters of her novella Blood Ties for that. So I took the night off last night and decided to record. I was like, oh, I'll just record it in the morning because I always wake up early. and then when I woke up, I was like, that was a terrible idea because I used to record in the morning. And I remembered how I would just be like, so like my morning brain is not suited for like interaction with other humans, even if that interaction is like recorded through a camera. No. Mm-mm. So yeah, that part of my brain is not on in the morning. So, and also like I needed to shower. I've showered now. My hair is still a little bit wet. But at least I'm clean. Yeah. So I'm feeling good, feeling clean. my voice is still a little bit rough and I'll probably have to pause a bunch of times to cough. And my 3-year-old is in here. So there may also be kid sounds and, you know, so all kinds of fun. Yeah. So, there are going to be some changes, moving forward to, so first up for my freebies, there's going to be some changes moving forward. I just made this decision. I just had like an emergency phone call with my like author partner, Lindsay Pogue, to run by her what I was thinking, because I am one of those people who I'll like have an idea and I'll think about it and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. And then I need to do it like right away. I can't hold off or like, I need to know that it's going to be happening soon. So it was the same way when I finally made the decision that I was going to change my author name from the previous name, Lindsay Fairley, to my actual real name, Lindsay Sparks. And it was like, once I made that decision, I had to do it immediately. So anyway, long way roundabout to say that there are some changes coming for my freebies that are available all the time. So first up, there is currently a new freebie this week, which is Legacy of the Lost. I'm doing a promo this week for that book, the first book in the Atlantis Legacy series. It is free through all ebook retailers, which is not normal. It's usually $4.99. It's free through all ebook retailers until the end of Sunday. And then also Echo in Time, which has been free for a very long time, for most of the year, I think. Echo, and maybe for a year, like I think I put it to free last summer. Echo in Time is only going to be free through retailers until the end of Sunday. So on Sunday, both of those books should be changing back to paid. It might take a little while on some of the retailers for them to revert to the normal $4.99 price. There's a lot of reasons why I'm doing this, but you know, I know like for readers, you probably don't care so much about the business side of the author business, but if there are any other authors who are listening to me and are curious as to why I'm making this change, because it is a big change, moving from a perma-free strategy, so having a perma-free, permanently free book one, to a full-price book one. So full price for me is $4.99, so $5. So the reason I'm doing this, Echo in Time has been perma-free. It's the first book in my Echo world. So first book of the first series of what is currently 3 series existing in that world. So it's kind of the entry point for that world. I am having a lot of downloads on that. Okay. So not really pushing it. I get a fair amount of downloads every day. However, not a lot of people are actually reading it. And I think that there's like a value discrepancy when you, authors talk about this a lot, but when it's just like a common sense thing. Like when you get something for free, it doesn't seem as valuable in your mind. You know, like if you get a book for free, well, clearly it's not going to be as good of a book as the one that you paid. You know, even if you paid a 99 cents for it, like you paid for it, so it must have a greater value story-wise, like the offering, the value of it to your like enrichment is going to be higher. Okay, so obviously that's not necessarily true. Like I've read so many amazing books that I have gotten for free. And I know that I have had a ton of readers who have come to me through a free book. But I feel like everybody's Kindles are so, and other e-readers are so full of free books and other books that they have paid for, that it just makes sense that, like, even when I get a book for free, if I have other books that I paid for, I'm going to prioritize those books that I paid for because I paid for them. Like, I paid for those books, so I want to make sure that I get my money's worth, if that makes any sense. So I am changing my strategy here. So Echo in Time is going to go back to being full price because I just want to encourage... I mean, it's very strategic, and it's going to sound very, like, cold-hearted, but I want to encourage the people who are looking at the product page for this book and end up buying this book. I want to encourage them to actually open it and start reading it. I want it to have a perceived higher value so that people want to actually get into the story, because I really love the story. I really, obviously, that's my kid. If you can hear that, my child is eating a snack right now. So that's what that crunching is. I apologize. But I don't have any other time today that I can record this, so we're just going to have to go on. Anyway, so again, long way to say, Echo in Time is no longer going to be perma-free through all retailers. However, both of those books, Legacy of the Lost and Echo in Time, will still continue to be free to my newsletter subscribers, both in ebook and in audiobook, which, yeah, so that's not changing. It's just not going to be available on, like, Amazon or Kobo or Barnes & Noble for free. It'll be available for paid, but not for free. After the Ending will still be perma-free or free through all ebook retailers. LP and I did chat a little bit about that when I just talked to her before this, about taking Echo, or making Echo in Time full price again instead of free. And we're going to keep it free for now just because it has been in Kindle Unlimited for so long, and now it's wide across all retailers. Again, I'm sorry about the sound of a kid eating. It's been, now that it's wide across all retailers, we're wanting to, like, really kind of get the ball rolling on that series. So the first book is free, just to encourage people to give it a chance. And it is the oldest book, the oldest series in my catalog. So yeah. And we're doing a big cover overhaul and everything for the 10th anniversary for that series. So there's going to be some fun stuff coming up for that. So my current work in progress is still, and will be for the rest of this month probably. Actually, I'll probably have something else to throw in there next week or the week after. But my current work in progress is Blood of the Broken, the fifth book in the Atlantis Legacy. I am now officially into beta revisions for this. And this, I think, was my very favorite round of, like, reading when I was reading through the beta comments in the manuscript. So the two people who left comments were Sarah Lyons Fleming, who writes, like, the greatest zombie apocalypse books I've ever read. And then, Lindsay Pogue, my co-author for the Ending series and the Ending Legacy. their comments throughout were just, they were just perfect. They were just leaving little comments about, like, oh no, you did not just do that. And just, like, all of their reactions and everything. I loved it. It was exactly what I wanted. And then there were some very helpful things where I need to, like, add some more information that's not clear. There's something near the end that I need to explain better because everybody seemed a little bit confused about it. And Sarah wants to throw down over, over the little in parentheses extended scene for Patreon, because there's, like, three or four scenes that are going to have extended Patreon scenes. and obviously that's not going to be written in the actual book. I'm not going to have, like, a chapter just end with scene extended for Patreon because that seems so, like, dickish. But there are going to be those. And so it was just funny. And she was like, okay, now we're in a fight. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm still going to send, all my beta readers the... when I have the rough drafts of the extended scenes, because they're all spicy scenes, so I know that they're going to want to read that, because they've been waiting for this to happen for five books, so. Okay, what am I reading right now? I am reading Throne of Ruin, which is book two in, I actually don't know what the series is called, but it's by K.F. Breen. The first book is A Ruin of Roses, And it's super fun. If you've read any, I love KF Breen. I'll read anything that she writes. She's one of those authors for me. If you've read any KF Breen, you know that she can be, for me, I feel like the thing that I love about her is she can make me, well, she writes great fantasy books. But she can make me blush and like giggle, like at the, so she can write something that's like super steamy, like extra spicy, like whew. And then it's also super ridiculous. So I'm like blushing and giggling at how ridiculous this is at the same time. And I think that's like a very, I just really appreciate that skill that she has. I also finished this week listening to The Shining Girls by Lauren Bukes. I don't know if that's how you say her last name, but that's what I'm going to roll with. I read that for Read by the Author, and LP and I are going to be discussing The Shining Girls. LP and I are going to be discussing The Shining Girls, the book and the show that's just came out on Apple TV, I want to say is where it was. And I'm really, so we're talking about this on Wednesday night. And I'm really excited about this chat, comparing and contrasting the book and the show because they're very different. I liked both. I'm really glad I read the book and I really enjoyed the show. It was really funny because both of our husbands, we haven't really talked about it other than LP and I haven't really talked about it because we want to save all of our like ideas for the show. But I said it was for Read by the Author, and I was mistaken. It is for the No Shelf Control podcast. I don't know why I did that. But both of our husbands had the same reaction, which was like, I'm really confused and I don't understand what's going on. And then both of our responses to them were the same, which was like, that part wasn't in the book. So I think it's going to be a really great chat for the No Shelf Control podcast, not the Read by the Author podcast. I have too many podcasts, clearly. I can't even keep them straight. So that being said, we did finish watching The Shining Girls. The last episode came out on Friday. And then I also have been watching like as much as I possibly can, even on my phone, because two of my favorite shows, current favorite shows, just had new seasons drop also on Friday. So The Boys, I want to say it's season 3, I think. But I'm so excited because it's going to have Jensen Ackles and I love Jensen Ackles. And I'm really excited about this like super like good old boy misogynist character that he's going to be playing. Soldier Boy, the superhero. I think it's going to be really hilarious. Already in the little snippet that they had that was like a flashback that included his character, he said two of the lines that I absolutely hate that like men say and when I used to like go out into the world and interact with people. The you should smile more line, and then the what was it? It was something like something about like, well, if you had a better attitude, I bet you could find a man or something like that. Something like that. You know, if you were just like a little bit happier or nicer, you would be able to find a man. Kind of, it was just so perfect that you were like, you know that that they wrote that because those are things that bug women so much. And I just thought it was perfect and hilarious. And I wonder what that was like for him, for Jensen Ackles, like as an actor to be delivering those and to like just put on the skin of this character who is such like a, just like a really like old school outdated misogynist. It's so fascinating to watch. Yeah. So I'm really enjoying that. So The Boys season 3, I think they've only released the first 3 episodes, I want to say. And then Stranger Things season 4 also came out at the same time. And I think I have an episode and a half left of that. And I am loving it. Of course, it's amazing. Yeah, really, really good. So I'm excited to see how that ends. I also have been playing Elder Scrolls Online still. And I only got to play that a little up for a couple hours yesterday afternoon. That's all I got to play this week of that. But I just am really loving having some video game time again. Now that I'm forcing myself to not work on the weekends, which is really, really difficult, I just have to say. My high last week was launching the Patreon, Sparks and Spice. Yay, it's out. And I have people who subscribed. I'm so excited. And I even put up my first request for story suggestions. So I love all of the ideas that people have put forward. And I am really excited to put up the poll to let people vote on exactly what the extended scene and or short story is going to be, the one that's going to be the patron's choice. So that's going to be really fun. Yeah, and I'm just really happy with how I'm really happy with the response. I'm having all kinds of ideas about things that I want to do. More things I want to do for Patreon. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to add on, like, people can do a, so there's two tiers. One tier is $3 and one tier is $5. And so Spice It Up is the $3 tier and Burn It Down is the $5 tier. And currently the Patreon only includes the Last Vampire Queen serial, episodic serial. So there's a episode released every month. And each episode is about the equivalent of three of my chapters in one of my books. Maybe 3 to 4 chapters, I would say. And then also 2 extended scenes or bonus scenes, at least 2 extended scenes or bonus chapters or short stories based on my existing books featuring my characters that you already know and love. So right now there's the first 2 episodes. I released 2 episodes of The Last Vampire Queen for a launch. And then, there's an extended Kat and Nick scene from Song of Scarabs and Fallen Stars from, I want to say chapter 30, I think, that could be wrong. And then there's a bonus epilogue, which ended up way longer than I anticipated from Echo and Time. Hang on, my dog is barking. And, both of those I really loved writing and, people have really loved reading. So that's what's up there right now. I'm excited to see what I'm going to be writing for next month. And I'm really excited to write the next episode of The Last Vampire Queen. I know what's going to happen. And I'm excited to kind of bring in another character that's going to be an important character in the serial. For the Patreon, so I'm thinking of adding a $10 tier, which is an ebooks tier. So every time I release an ebook, the patrons will get access to the early drafts. So they'll get from beta draft. There's 3 versions that they'll get. They'll get the beta draft, which comes out. They'll get access to that. I think I want to say that's about 3 months. Because when did this last one? That's like 3 months before the book launches. And then they'll get the ARC copy, which is a month to like 2 weeks, 4 to 2 weeks before a book releases. And then they'll get like the final version that is put up on retailers that people can buy. So if people want to have early access to my ebooks, they can sign up for that. That's not available yet. I have not launched that tier, but that's what I'm thinking. And then I think I'm going to do something similar as a $15 tier. That is for audiobooks, so people can get the audiobooks as well. And there's not going to be an early access for the audiobooks. It's just going to be when the audiobook is ready. Well, I guess technically it will be an early access because the audiobook retailers take a long time to process and upload or like make them available. Sometimes it can take a month or more. So technically it could be early access, because you would have it as soon as I have it ready, basically. So yeah, it would be early access. So that's kind of fun now that I think about it. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking for some additional tiers for the Patreon, just to give people some more stuff that they can, get if they want to. Yeah. I'm so happy to finally have that up. And I think it's going to be so much fun to know that each month that I get to work on those spicy stories and that serial. I'm really excited about that. My low, this last week was just still not feeling 100%. I would put myself at like 60%, which is kind of sad. But 60% sure feels great compared to like the 30% I was at for a while. I'm feeling pretty good, but not great. I feel like I could go for a walk on like flat ground, but not on hills yet. Yeah, the cough is still pretty frustrating, but it's getting better. Every day it's a little bit better. So, in case you missed my sickness recap last week, I did not have COVID. I just had like some sort of flu or really terrible cold or something. My whole family had it. We just fell like dominoes and we all got like pretty bad, pretty sick. I guess the kids bounced back a little bit faster than my husband and I have. But yeah, that's been super fun. Okay. So last week's obsession was, once I launched the Patreon, my brain started just worrying with all kinds of ideas for marketing, both for the Patreon. So that's where I came up with the idea for the different tiers. And then for Kickstarter, which I'm going to be doing the Kickstarter for the Echo Trilogy. And my next break is when I'm going to really dive into that and get that set up and laid out the way that I want it to do and set up the project for people to follow on Kickstarter, so they know when it launches and all that stuff. And my kid is growling at his tablet. And then some advertising ideas. And that's also where I came up. Well, no, that was just a moment ago that I came up with the idea. Of removing or changing, going from free for Echo and Time to pay back to paid, and then making it so that it's just more of a special item for my newsletter subscribers. Just lots of ideas, just kind of restructuring the way that I'm doing some things to make more sense and just make more sense. I did not get my Google search history, so there's not a lot. So I'll recap, or I'll bunch it all into next week's recap. And so my big goal for this week, is to finish my beta revisions by Friday. There's not a ton to do. There's some things that are going to be kind of annoying, like, all of the parentheses with blanks that I left in the manuscript, like parentheses, name, parentheses, where I just didn't feel like coming up with someone's name, and figured that future me could take care of it. And now it's future me's turn, and future me is annoyed at past me. So that's fun. But the big one is there's this fungus that plays a major role throughout the story. And it was in the first two books as well. And it did not have a name in the first two books. But it does have a name now. And I did not know what to call it. So I just called it fungus name in parentheses throughout the entire manuscript. I did get a bunch of good suggestions from my Facebook reader group, so I am excited to go through all of that and just finally, like, figure out exactly what it's called and just find and replace everything that I did fungus name for. Yeah, so that's going to be the most annoying part. There's a couple little things that I need to explain better that my betas pointed out. But other than that, there's no like major restructuring of the book. I'm really excited. Really excited to share this story. And I think that people are going to be a lot of shock. but good shock. It's like it's the most shocking installment in the series so far. And it is penultimate? So not the ultimate, not the final book, but the second to last book. It's not like a setup book, but it is ending in a way. It's not a filler book, I guess I would say, but the storyline in this book does pave the way for the big thing that's going to happen in the final book that has to happen for our people to be able to move forward in this fictional universe. So I am looking forward to hopefully feeling better. going on 3 weeks and I just want to feel better. I want to feel normal. So hopefully that'll happen this week. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. That's it. All right. Thank you for listening. I will be back next week with more rambling updates and just, you know, discussions of the author biz. So, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week.